请我们大家来看希伯来书十一章。
Let's all turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
先看第十节。
Verse 10.
希伯来书十一章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10.
所以呢，他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
Verse 10, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
他说，自古以来啊，敬畏神的人都盼望啊，在天上有一个有根有基的城。
This verse tells us that the saints of yore all longed and wished and hoped for a city with roots.
这个城啊，不是人所建造，而是神所经营、所建造的。
And the city that has foundations, the builder and maker is God, not human hands.
所以我们说这个叫做天上更美的家乡。
And this is why it's a city in heaven that's much better than any found on earth.
他说，神虽然把迦南地应许给他们做产业
，Even though God promised the Israelites the land of Canaan,
但是实际上，他们离开世界的时候，没有得到迦南地。
But when they departed from the world, they did not have an inheritance of Canaan.
还有，他们知道说，人在地上是寄居客旅的生活。
And so we know that our lives on earth is as a struggler and traveler and sojourner.
所以，他们所要盼望的不是地面上的家乡。
So the saints long for a city not of this earth.
虽然他们从巴比伦出来。但是他们不是盼望回到以前的家乡。
And even though they departed from Babylon, they did not hope for a worldly kingdom.
我们看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
十一章十六节。
Same chapter, verse 16.
说他们更羡慕一个更美的家乡是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，不以为羞耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Verse 16, but now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The saints long for even better home.
是在天上，不是在地上。
A heavenly home, not one of the earth.
地上的家乡虽然美好，但是很多美中不足的地方。
Even though the earth is not a bad place per se, but there is unhappiness, sorrow in this earth.
地上的家乡是暂时的。
And it is a temporary home for each and every one of us.
地上的家乡还是有很多没有办法克服的困难。
Because in this world there are trouble and hardships that.Cannot be overcome. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书一章第四节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
一章第四节。可以得着不朽坏不玷污不衰残为你们存留在天上的基业。所以这个天上的家乡啊是不朽坏不衰残不玷污的。
Verse 4 says that our heavenly inheritance is one that is not corruptible, it's undefiled and does not fade away.
在地面上的房子盖好的新新的。
When we move into a new house in this world, it might be a new construction, brand new.
住久了又这个坏那个坏慢慢修。
But after a while, things fall apart, things break.
久了又就要把它拆掉重盖。
Worst case scenario, you have to knock the old building down and build a new one.
因为地面上的东西啊，都是会渐渐朽坏，会衰残的。
Because the things of this world become corrupted, become defiled, and they fade away.
天上的家乡是永远不衰残、永远不朽坏的地方。
On the flip side.The kingdom of heaven is incorruptible and does not
fade away.
So Paul writes that the heavenly kingdom is beautiful beyond description.
因为那个是神的国啊，非常荣美、非常荣耀的地方。
Because that is the kingdom of God, a place of glory and magnificence.
也是人所爱慕、所渴望的。
And this is why the saints of yore and we today hope.And long for this heavenly kingdom.
但是神一直说在他天上荣美的国度要把它临到这个世界。
But God promises that He will allow us to taste of His beauteous heavenly kingdom.
所以我们在祷告文里面说，愿神的国啊能够实现在地面上。
And that's why when we pray, the Lord's prayer teaches us to pray, Thy kingdom come.
啊，因为神的帐幕啊要临到人间。
Because we hope that some of the kingdom of God comes to dwell among men.
啊，让我们在地面上啊就可以进到神的国啊，能够尝到天恩的滋味。
So that while we are still in this world, we can taste some of the tastes of the kingdom of God.
啊，所以本来这个伊甸园是一个快乐的，可以跟神相交的地方。
The Garden of Eden was established as a place where man could have community.
人犯罪以后，人就跟神呐失去了交通。
But after man committed sin, he was cast out from the Garden of Eden.
后来神就指示摩西说：“你要造会幕。”
Moses was commanded to build the tabernacle.
这个会幕是按照天上的样式来造的。
And the tabernacle was an image of the kingdom of heaven.
造好以后说神的荣光就充满那里。
And after the tabernacle was done, it was filled with the glory of God.
所以祭司按照一定的程序去献祭。
And so the priests would offer up sacrifices,
拿血进到住圣所,
and bring blood into the most holy.
这个施恩座前呢，人就可以跟神相会，在那边交通。
In this fashion, man could reestablish a communion with God before the Ark of the Covenant and the throne of grace.
后来大卫要造圣殿。
Later, David built a temple.
神也是一样，把那个图样啊，用手画给他看。
And God drew the diagrams of how the temple should be built and told David how to build.
然后他指示他的儿子所罗门，说照着这个样式把圣殿盖起来。
So David passed on these instructions to his son Solomon how to build the temple.
同样的，百姓固定的时间到圣殿所节。
And so at the ordained times, the people would gather at the temple to
worship. 圣殿盖好的时候，神的荣光就充满在那里。
And when the temple was completed, the glory of God sat on the temple.
成为他们敬拜神的中心呐、他们可以在那边呐、瞻仰神的荣美。
And this became the center of worship life for the Israelites to share in the glory of God.
神可以跟人相会。
God could be and dwell among the people.
那就实际上这些都是预表神的国啊，就是神的教会要建设在地面上。
These all foreshadowed the coming of the church, which is the kingdom of God, the house of God.
因为神的国，神的教会啊，就是神的殿。
Because the church of God is the temple of God.
就是人跟神相会的地方。
It is where human beings can have communion with God.
所以这个神的教会说是一个永远不震动的国度。
And so the church of God is an incorruptible, immutable.
我们在地面上进到神的教会里面来享受神的恩典，还看到神的荣美。
So today we come to the church, we have communion with God, we can share in the glory and the beauty of God.
所以耶稣说啊，人说神的国在这里，在那里啊，你不要相信。
So Jesus told his followers, when someone says the kingdom of God's there or the kingdom of God's here, do not believe them.
神的国就在你的心里。
Because the kingdom of God is in your heart.
因为我们的心啊，如果尊神为大。
Because if we put God as the king of our hearts,
那神的灵充满我们的心中,
if we allow His Holy Spirit to abide in us,
我们尊主为大, 按神的旨意来行事,
if we conduct our lives in a fashion in accordance with the will of God,
让神在我们心中作王,
and God,
我们的心就是神的国,
God is indeed our ruler, then our heart is indeed the kingdom of God.
这个教会里面尊神为大,
if the church keeps God as the ultimate ruler.
是按照神的旨意来行事。
And the church performs everything in accordance with the will of God.
神的灵，神的能力作为充满在我们当中。这个就是神的国。
And God's power, God's spirit will fill the church, and this is indeed the kingdom of God.
所以神的国要临到世界。
And that's how the kingdom of God comes to the world today.
神要在我们心中跟在教会里面做王。
Because God wants to be our king in our heart, wants to be our king in our church.
然后这个教会要建设完全呢、然后就回到天上的家乡。
And when the church is perfect and made beautiful in His time, we will all return to the kingdom of God in heaven.
所以说神的帐幕 神的帐幕要在人间。
And so God will be present right here in among humankind.
啊，帐幕里面的人呐、啊，得到神的特别的保守跟看顾。
And those who come to Him will be under His guidance and providence and protection.
我们来看启示录二十一章的第四节。
Let's turn to Revelation 21 verse 4.
启示录二十一章第四节。
Revelation 21 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
说神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。第五节。
Verse 5.
这宝座的说啊，看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说啊，你要写上，因为这个话是可信的，是真实的。所以在这个圣城里面呢、啊。他说：“神要把我们所有的眼泪啊，统统擦干净。”
In this new Jerusalem, the new city, God will wipe away all of our tears.
啊，不再有悲哀、痛苦、死亡。
There'll be no more sorrow, no more crying, no more death.
因为我们呐、啊，得到神的救赎。
Because we have been saved by God.
啊，罪恶得到赦免呐。
We have been forgiven.
啊，重新得到新生命了。
We have received a new life.
啊，能够永生的盼望了。
We have hope of eternal life.
啊，将来这个死亡啊，已经被得胜把它吞灭掉了。
So death has been overcome by the victory of God.
啊，所以说就再没有痛苦悲哀呀。
And so there'll be no more sorrow, no more crying, no more dying.
啊，因为啊。这个死亡啊，已经不再有了。
Because these former things, the death and sorrow and crying have passed away.
所以我们虽然呢，暂时还住在地面上。
So even though temporarily we still live here on earth.
虽然我们暂时带着肉体。
Although we still temporarily have this body of flesh.
我们还是会遇到一些艰难。
And though we will still encounter trouble.
但是我们不绝望。
But we are not without hope.
说对我们来讲，这临到我们都是自战自清的苦楚。
Because all this hardship, this trouble, these difficulties are just a temporary and passing phenomenon.
因为要为我们成就一个极重无比、永远的荣耀。
Because in all things that happen to us, we still look forward to eternal, abiding heavenly kingdom.
啊，因为我们知道我们将来啊，我们身体要得死。
We know our bodies will one day be transformed.
啊，能够真正脱离这个肉体上的败坏。
And we can depart from this body of flesh that decays and corrupts.
啊，能够得到一个荣耀的灵体。
So that we can receive a spiritual body.
能够享受神儿女自由的荣耀。
And receive the glory that awaits us as children of God.
说那个就是我们最大的盼望。
This is our greatest hope in life.
啊，所以我们有这个盼望啊，啊，所以世界上所经历的。跟那个我们的盼望啊，来比就不值介意了。
And because we have this great eternal everlasting hope, then all the trouble and travails that we have in this lifetime are nothing in comparison to the glory that awaits us.
启示录第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Revelation 7.
十三节。
Verse 13.
启示录七章十三节。
Revelation 7 verse 13.
啊，长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁？从哪里来的？”十四节。
14.
我对他说：“啊，我主啊，你知道的。”他向我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。”十五节。
15.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。这宝座都用帐幕覆庇他们，他们不再饥饿，不再干渴，肉体炎热不再伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源呐、啊，神也擦去他们一切的眼泪。这里讲到说啊。是在末日之前啦、啊，有那个天使拿着印，要来盖神的仆人的额头。
In the days before the last day, the angel will come and seal the servants of God.
啊，就是 幕后啊，借着圣灵建设的有全备福音得救的教会。
And this is in accordance with the coming of the church, which has the power of the Holy Spirit, which is the seal of God.
他把神的百姓召集来以后啊，会在他们额上啊盖印记，证明他们就是属神的。
And the angel will mark all the saints with a seal, and they'll be the children of God.
所以他们额上都有神的名啊。
And on their foreheads will be the name of God.
所以我们信主的人啊，神借着圣灵盖印，给我们盖印，证明我们是属神的。
So we are so blessed that God has sealed us with His Holy Spirit, His stamp of approval, saying that we are His children.
我们虽然在地面上，但是我们是天上的国民。
So even though we are citizens of this world, we are likewise citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们就披戴基督，穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
And we can put upon these white robes that have been washed in the blood of Jesus.
啊，经过这个生活当中的考验啊，经过一些锻炼啊，那就。我们就成圣完全了。
And through the trials and tribulations that we undergo in this world, we become perfect through the power of God.
我们可以在神的面前呢，昼夜来侍奉他。
And so in the future, we can even today, we can worship God forever and ever.
所以我们就不再饥饿，不再干渴。
And so we will no longer hunger, we will no longer thirst.
啊，人们饥饿干渴不是因为没有饼没有水。
People hunger and thirst today not because they don't have food or water to drink.
而是因为没有神的话，没有神的灵。
But they hunger because they don't have the Word of God nor the Holy Spirit of God.
因为我们现在能够有生命的粮食啊，丰盛神的道充满我们的心。
Because we have spiritual food today that satisfies the hunger and thirst in our souls.
我们不再饥饿了。
And so we will no longer hunger.
我们有生命的活水啊，那我们能够真正得饱足了。
We have fountains of living water that satisfy and quench our thirst.
我们有属灵的丰盛的生命。
We have a wonderful, fulfilled life spiritually in Jesus.
说那个太阳炎热啊，对我们也没有伤害了。
The sun shall not strike us.
遮住这各样的患难啊，对我们来讲啊，已经不足介意了。
It means that the trials and tribulations will no longer afflict us.
因为做宝座的羔羊啊，亲自用帐幕把我们护庇着。
Because the Lamb will shepherd us and protect us.
他领我们到生命水的泉源，把我们一切的眼泪啊，通通擦干净了。
And the Lamb will bring us to the living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
所以我们在神的恩典当中啊，能够真正享受啊。永远的安息。
And this is how we can achieve eternal peace and rest in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在忍耐等候，盼望那个荣耀的日子来到。
And so we have to wait patiently for the coming of Jesus again.
因为我们已经在这个圣城里面。
Because we are residents of the Holy City.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
所以你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上所有长子的会所共聚的总会。有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，第二十四节。
24。
并新约的中保耶稣基督已说，以及所洒的血。好，那这里讲到说啊，这个天上的耶路撒冷啊，有审判众人的神在那里做王。
These three verses tell us that the New Jerusalem, the heavenly kingdom, God sits there as the king.
啊，这个教会啊是神的教会，所以神在教会里面做王。
And the church of God is the kingdom of God.
啊，里面有千千万万的天使。
Within that kingdom, there is innumerable amounts of angels.
天使在服侍神，也是为承受救恩的人效力。
And the angels serve God and assist those who have come to be called the children.
所以我们说啊，真教会里面真的有天使跟我们同在。
So in the church, there are angels who are around us who help us.
有那个小孩子在危险当中啊，天使保护他们，让他们得平安。
There are angels who guard the precious souls of each and every one of us, including the little children.
我 我到福建的漳州教会去。
I went to Fujian, China, to a place called Zhangzhou.
啊，听他们在见证。
And the church there was having testimony.
说他们要买那个会堂啊，但是人家卖好久都卖不出去。
And so the church building had been on sale for a long time before they had bought it.
啊，因为外邦人不敢买，说啊，天天都有那个穿白衣的人在那左右巡逻。
And people were afraid to buy that building because outsiders would look at the building and say there was always white people dressed in white, ghostly apparitions walking around.
啊，结果要买的人都买不成。
And every time someone tried to buy the building, they failed.
啊，当我要买的时候，人家就说，哎，不可以买哦，我有很多那个白衣服的人在那边巡逻啊。
And when our church members were trying to buy the building, they said, well, you shouldn't buy it. There's that place has ghosts or people dressed in white walking around.
啊，他们说感谢主，这主耶稣保护要留给我们的。
And the church members there were not deterred. They were overjoyed, saying, this is God protecting this piece of property for us.
啊，后来我们跟他们谈，那后来就真的把那个地方啊，啊，很大的一个场所，就把它买下来了。
And the church members successfully purchased this property.
啊，那么买下来，我们现堂里的时候啊，后来有弟兄姊妹就看到啊，前面站了两排的天使啊。
And during the,
穿白衣还拿着兵器啊。
And during the church dedication, the members there saw rows and rows of angels in the front, dressed in white and with spears.
啊，所以真的神的教会啊，而且有千千万万的天使。
So this is the church of God, and so there are innumerable amount of angels here.
他说有中保耶稣基督跟他流所流的血。
And there is the great mediator Jesus Christ who has shed his blood for us.
真教会啊，真的是有耶稣同在
，because the true church has Jesus，
而且有主耶稣宝血赎罪的洗礼
，it has the blood of Jesus for baptism for remission of sins。
真的，我们的宝血啊，能够赎罪啊
，because the blood of Jesus can wash away our sins。
我们听到好多好多的这样的见证
，we've heard many testimonies from people。
因为这个是天上的圣城
，because this is the holy city, heavenly kingdom of God。
他说这个天上的圣城是所主天的长主聚会的所在。
This is where the great assembly of the firstborn of God have registered to come and worship God.
圣经里面说，耶稣基督就是神的长子。
The Bible tells us that the firstborn of God is Jesus.
啊，但是人啊，就是所有神啊，因为人是从神来的，所以人也称为神的儿子。
But because we have been created by God and God has redeemed us, we are now also called children of God.
啊，但是我们今天信徒也要做长子。
So we must be the firstborn of God.
因为我们领受了长子的生命，领受长子的灵。
We have received that Holy Spirit that calls us to be the firstborn, to be the inheritance of God.
耶稣基督啊，他说以利麦族落地死掉了，啊，就结出很多的主力来。
If a seed is buried, then it bears fruit and grows up and bears a lot of fruit.
他说耶稣替我们死了。
So Jesus has already died for us.
啊，这个让我们能够靠着他的救恩呐，啊，来得到长子的生命。
And from his salvation, his gospel, we have been.Saved and been called to be the firstborn. We can have the spirit of the firstborn, the inheritance of the firstborn. And we can have that title of firstborn, have that inheritance firstborn.
So we know that Israelites, they have财产呐、啊，产业是留给长子啊。
We know that in the Jewish tradition, the firstborn gets most of the inheritance.
所以他们很重视这个长子的名分，一路可以得到福分。
It was a blessing to be the firstborn and to receive the firstborn inheritance.
啊，所以圣经里面讲到这个以扫跟雅各。
So the Bible tells us the story of Jacob and Esau.
以扫他本来是长子啊。
Esau was the firstborn.
啊，但是他就是轻看了长子的名分。
But Esau despised his firstborn right.
啊，他喜欢吃野味。
And he liked to go out to hunt.
啊，整天在外面啊奔跑啊，啊，最后就累昏了。
And he wandered around in the wilderness hunting and cast aside his firstborn rights. And so for just a little bit of food, he sold his firstborn rights to his younger brother. And so he lost his blessing. On the other hand, his younger brother Jacob,
他就很爱慕这个长子的名分,
Jacob craved and longed for the firstborn inheritance. And so he grabbed hold of this opportunity to trade the firstborn right away.
说你要吃我的红豆汤啊,你要把长子的名分跟我交换。
He said, you want to eat this red bean soup that I prepared? Well then, you need to give me your firstborn rights.
以扫说啊,我已经累得半死了,这个长主的名分都有什么用?
Esau said, I'm famished, I'm about to die from hunger. What good is this firstborn right to me?
所以他轻易地交换了,放弃掉了,后来就失掉福分。
And so he said, sure, I'll trade you for some food. And then he lost his firstborn right.
我们看到这个雅各后来要得到福分,也有经过一段的过程。
But we know Jacob struggled to retain his firstborn right and inheritance. We know that his mother sacrificed a lamb.
然后把那个羔羊的皮绑在他的身上。
And took the skin of the lamb with its hairy fur and wool and put it on his arms.
穿上了哥哥长子的衣服。
And then he had to put on surreptitiously his older brother's garments.
这个在父亲的面前发出那个香气来。
And then go towards his father and prepare some aromatic food. And
所以他爸爸就给他祝福了，把那个长子的福分祝福给他。
And then his father, being tricked, blessed him with the firstborn rights.
虽然说雅各的过程跟妈妈有点串通，计划好的。
And even though this was quite deceitful,
不过我们看到这个过程啊，这也有那个神的美意跟教训在里面。
But we know that within all of this, there's teaching from God.
我们要得到长子的名分，一定要借着羔羊流血。
That because we want to be the firstborn, we need to go through the blood of the Lamb of God.
要把那个羔羊的皮啊披在我们身上。
We need to put on the skin of the Lamb of God upon our own body.
所以我们现在就是披戴耶稣基督啊，主耶稣替我们流血。
Jesus has shed his blood for us.
承担我们的罪,
he has washed away and put upon himself. He has put on his image upon ourselves. And so that we are deemed righteous in the eyes of God. And so we can put upon the clothes of the firstborn.
还要发出香气来,
and bring forth an aromatic fragrance, the fragrance of Christ. So we can never be like Esau and cast aside this firstborn rights that we have been given by Jesus.
我们是天上的诸长主，所以我们共聚在神的会中。
And so we today gather here in the assembly of the firstborn.
这是天上的圣城，新耶路撒冷所聚集的，都是神的长子聚集的地方。
This is the heavenly city, the city of Jerusalem, the gathering place for the great assembly and church of the firstborn.
好，我们看回来这个启示录21章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 21.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
Revelation 21 verse 6. 他又对我说啊，成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅加，我是初，我是终，我将生命泉的水白白赐给可渴的人喝。第七节，7，得胜的必承受这些为业，我要做他们的神，他要做我的儿子。 这里讲到说啊，神说啊，他是始始终啊，无始无终的神。
God says he is timeless. He's the beginning, he's the end.
所以他把这个生命的泉水啊，白白的赐给我们喝。
Today has given us freely of the fountain of the water of life.
耶稣对那个撒玛利亚妇人说，你喝这个井里的水还会再渴，还要再拿水来喝。
Jesus said to a Samaritan woman, well, if you drink of this water of this well, you will thirst again.
因为属世界物质的东西没有办法真正满足我们心灵的需要。
Because the things of the world will never satisfy you or fulfill your needs fully.
而这个妇人呢，一直想要追求他能够爱情上得满足。
But this water wanted to, this woman wanted to satisfy her needs in this life.
所以她生活在罪里面。
And so she lived in sin.
所以耶稣跟她讲说，你有够五个丈夫了，但是现在跟一个人在一起，这个人也不是你的丈夫。
And so Jesus said to the woman, well, you've had five husbands.Now the man you live with now, he is not your husband.
So, 有的人是追求学问。
Some people pursue education.
有的是追求地位。
Some pursue status.
有的是追求财富。
Some wealth.
有的是追求爱情。
Some love.
但是这个世界上的水啊，是没有办法让我们得满足的。
But none of these fountains of water that you can find in the world will satisfy the thirst of our soul.
所罗门王说：“我得到大智慧。”
Solomon said, "I have received great wisdom."
但是有智慧增加很多的忧伤。
But with wisdom comes great sorrow.
他说：“我看到的没有一样东西留着不给自己享受。”
Because I did not withhold for myself anything I set my eyes on.
但是眼看看不饱，耳听听不足啊。
But none of these satisfied my eyes. None of these satisfied my ears.
财务地位什么都有。
I had wealth, I had status.
他说虚空的虚空，好像在捕风一样。
But vanity of vanities, it is like the blowing of the wind.
所以世界的水没有办法让我们得满足。
So the waters of this world will never quench the thirst in our hearts.
所以耶稣说啊，你要喝，我是给你的水。
So Jesus told the woman, you must drink of the water that I can provide.
这个水会在你的腹中成为泉源。
And this water will well up within you.
可以涌到永生。
It will flow out of you.Until eternal life.
所以主耶稣给我们的是永生命的活水。
So Jesus gives us this life of eternal
life. 神的灵，神的道。
It's God's word, God's spirit.
能够带领我们到永恒，得到永恒的生命，得到永远的福气。
That can bring us to eternal life and eternal blessing.
这是神所要给我们生命的活水。
This is the eternal, the water of eternal life that Jesus wants to give.
所以耶稣说，你渴渴都可以来。
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who hunger and thirst."
我要把这个活水，把这个永活的恩典给你。
I'll give you eternal blessing, to water that will bring you to eternal life.
我们看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah 55.
第一节。
Verse 1.
五十五章第一节。
Isaiah 55 verse 1.
说你们渴渴的都可以来，没有银钱可以来，你们都来买了吃。不用银钱，不用价值，来买酒和奶。第二节
，verse two，
你们要花钱买那个不足为食物的，用劳碌得来买那个不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能够吃那美物，得享回甘，心中喜乐。第三节，
对，
你们当就近我来侧耳听，就可以活。我必跟你们立永约，这就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典啊。这里主耶稣先告诉啊，来来来，你们渴渴肚子饿的通通来。
Jesus says, hey, come to me, you who thirst, you who hunger.
你们主要听我的道，领受我的灵，就心中喜乐，得享饱足啊。
As long as you accept into your hearts my word and my spirit, then you will find satisfaction for your hunger, for your thirst.
这是神答应给我们的真正的恩典。
This is the challenge God promises us to give us today.
所以彼得说，我们今天所得到的是神的真恩。
And so Peter says, what we have received today is true blessing.
这是神应许给我们的，神是不会改变的。
This is the promise that God promises us today, and God's promise will never change.
神的应许一定会成就的。
God's promises will be fulfilled.
所以尽管你来到神的面前神要把白白的福气恩典是给你。
So as long as we come before God, God, then God will give us freely of His blessing and His eternal life.
所以神最后在邀请我们啊，来领受他生命的活水。
God invites us today to come and partake of this fountain of living water.
啊，在神的圣城里面享受那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
And within this kingdom of God, we can really partake of what is eternal and everlasting.
但是如果那些不信的啦、犯罪的，说没有办法、没有资格进城。
Those sinners who sin, who reject the word of God, they have no right to enter the city.
我们看启示录二十一章的第八节。
It's in Revelation 21 verse 8.
启示录二十一章的第八。
Revelation 21 verse 8。
说：“我有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话，他们的份就是烧着硫磺的火炉，这是第二处的死啊！”啊，所以如果没有接纳救恩，而又行恶得罪神的。
So the people who have not accepted the gospel salvation, the people who continue to sin, then they have no hope for eternal life.
Verse 9. 拿着七碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来到我面前对我说，你到这里来，我将心腹就是羔羊的妻指给你看。第十节
10.
我被圣灵感动，天使带我到一座高山啊，将那由天由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我啊。这以下就是谈到这个圣城的荣耀。
Verse 9 and 10 tells us about the glory of the holy city.
啊，说最后的啊，第七印打开的时候啊，啊，有七位天使掌管末后的七灾。
And after the seventh seal was opened, there was an angel who held the seven bowls.
啊，会有一个空前绝后的大灾难。
And there'll be a great tribulation at the very end.
啊，所以这里有一个天使啊，来告诉约翰啊，啊，将要发生的事情。
And when the angel is told John what was to come.
因为在这个大灾难以后啊，就有两个情形。
And there is going to be two eventual outcomes after the Great Tribulation.
啊，就是启示录十六章到十八章所讲的。
And it's in accordance with what's written in Revelation 16-18.
说这个世界好像一个大巴比伦罪恶城一样。
This world is like a great city of Babylon.
啊，非常富庶繁荣，突然间呐、啊，一天当中啊，整个就毁坏掉了。
And despite it being a great and magnificent city, in one day it will be destroyed.
最后的世界就是这样，一下子就毁掉。
And this is how the world will be at the end of time.
啊，另外一个现象啊，这个大灾难以后
，After this great tribulation，
啊，就是那个新娘啊，装束整齐了，啊，然后被丈夫迎娶了。
The new bride will be taken by her groom.
啊，所以我们看到说，这个就是最后的现象。
This is the end time.
世界一切属物质的东西啊，一下子都毁掉了。
All the material properties of this world will vanish in an instant.
唯有神的国、神的教会、永远不震动的国啊，存得住。
And the only thing that will survive will be the true church of God.
啊，所以天使说，我带给你看这一个高大的山，有一个天上降下来的。
So Revelation 21 verse 10 says that the angel took him to a great and high mountain and showed him the great city, the holy Jerusalem.
啊，然后讲到这个圣城的结构。
And told him what would happen with this great city.
二十一章的十一节。
In verse 11.
城有神的荣耀，城的光辉好像宝石，好像碧玉，如同水晶。所以这个圣城非常的荣耀，非常的华美。
This great city, the holy city, was glorious, filled with the glory of God.
说是极贵的宝石啊，所以闪闪发光呢。
The light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone.
而且非常的明净，好像透明的那个水晶一样。
It was clear as crystal, very clear and transparent.
哎，表示说呢，内外啊都非常的洁净，非常的圣洁完全。
Means the holy city,
连一点点的那个污秽都没有。
Inside and out was pure and clean and perfect.
而且最后啊。神建设完成的教会，神的荣美圣城。
Because God will Himself perfect His beautiful church.
十二节说有高大的城，有十二个城门，
Verse 12 says the city has a great and high wall with 12 gates.
啊, 城门上有12个天使,
and each gate has an angel.
啊, 还写着12个支派的名字,
and there will be the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
啊, 这个城门啊, 东边三个, 西边, 东西南北各三个,
and each side facing each direction has 3 gates.
啊, 这表示说, 这个是得救的安门,
meaning these gates are open, the doorway of salvation.
耶稣说我就是羊的门啊,
Jesus says, I am the gate for the sheep.
啊, 你从我这个门进来的话, 啊, 有草可以吃,
and if you enter the sheep pen through me, the shepherd, the gate for the sheep, then there will be food, there will be shelter, there will be water for you.
在牧师是敞开的,
so the gates to salvation are wide open for anyone
who wants to enter. And
the people from all corners of the earth are welcome to enter the gates.
因为这个安门啊, 最后是打开的,
and because these gates are open.
啊, 所以主要你愿意啊, 你就可以进到这个圣城里面来,
and as long as we are willing, then we can enter this holy city.
啊, 但是圣经里面说啊, 这个门啊, 知道的人少, 进去的人也少。
Unfortunately, the Bible tells us that those people who actually enter are few in number. But this gate will lead you to eternal life.
所以我们应当把握进到这个恩门里面。
So we need to take hold of every opportunity to enter the door if we have not yet.
这个门上都有天使啊, 有12个天使。
Now, surrounding these gates are 12 angels.
而且啊, 都有写上啊, 啊, 这个以色列12支派的名字,
and on the gates are written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
我们刚刚讲过说, 天使啊, 啊, 在神的国里面啊, 啊, 来保卫属神的人。
The Bible tells us the angels serve God in His kingdom to protect the children of God.
啊, 这个12支派啊, 就是主的旧约啊, 啊, 就是 因为这个主的犹太人, 因为神的救恩是从犹太人来的。
Salvation of God originated with the 12 tribes of Israel.
说犹太人有什么长处? 就是把神的圣言把它留下来。
And the Israelites carried on the word of God.
啊, 借着耶稣基督啊, 从犹太人出来, 啊, 来完成救恩。
And Jesus himself was an Israelite, and he came and fulfilled salvation.
啊, 所以这个门啊, 是从耶稣基督过去的。
So this gate of life is Jesus himself.
啊, 然后十四节,
verse 14,
十四节说啊, 城墙有12个根基, 十四节,
verse 14 says that city has 12 foundations.
啊, 根基有12个属徒的名字,
and on those foundations were the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
啊, 所以这个圣城的根基啊, 就在属徒的教训上面。
The holy city has been built upon the foundation of the teachings of the apostles.
所以圣经里面说, 这个教会就是神的殿。
And so the Bible tells us the church is the holy city.
啊, 要建造在属徒跟先知的根基上面。
And the holy city has been built upon the apostles, the foundation of the teaching.
啊, 耶稣基督做黄角石,
Jesus Christ himself is the foundation cornerstone of it.
所以21节特别讲到说, 这个12个门啊, 啊, 就是12个珍珠。
So there are 12 gates to this city.
啊, 珍珠就是主的真理啊。
And these 12 gates are like a
pearl.
And this pearl is the precious gospel, and we must enter through Jesus Christ.
啊, 这个门就是用珍珠啊, 用真理啊, 把它塑造起来的。
This gate is like a precious jewel, and has been set as something precious that we enter through.
所以你要进到得救安门啊, 是用真理入门。
And this word of God is also the gateway to heaven.
啊,
so if we accept the word, we can enter. 你没有办法进到真理里面。 So if you don't accept the word of God, then you cannot enter the gate.
所以耶稣说啊, 啊, 你们嘴巴在敬畏神神的话, 你都不听啊, 啊, 所以你拜神就枉然了。
And so people who worship God but do not do in accordance with the word of God, they have no salvation.
法利赛人到处勾引人入教。
Pharisees will try to attract people to worship.
啊, 但是他们所传的不是神的道, 而是更改的道理, 所以 耶稣说，他们引人入教，就让人成为地狱的儿子。
But the teachings the Pharisees taught were wrong, and so instead of bringing them to life, they were making them disciples of hell.
所以你要进到真理里面，你要进到圣城里面，一定要从真理进入。
So in order to enter the holy city, you have to enter through the correct gate, which is the word of God.
你过基督的教训啊，你看不到神呐。
If you do not accept the teaching of Jesus, then you cannot see God.
所以说我们要固守真理的奥秘。
So we must fully grasp hold of the mystery of
the power of salvation. 把人完完全全带到神的面前。
And we have to spread this gospel salvation to all corners of the world and bring people into the Holy
Spirit. 说进到这个城里面，这个街道啊是金金的。
The streets in this holy city were paved with gold.
这是一条特明的、非常洁净圣洁的光明大道。
It was a great highway that was clean and pure and beautiful.
然后说这个城里面呢、不用入为城里面呢、不再有电了。
And the city has no need of light.
我们知道说这个耶路撒冷圣城啊，另外有建造一个圣殿。
Because we know in Jerusalem there was a temple.
现在说没有电了，这个圣城里面呢、神跟羔羊就成为这个神的殿。
Because there is no need of a temple, because God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple.
所以以前要进到住圣所还要经过好多的手续才能够到施恩座前。
Before you had to go through many ritual cleaning and steps and procedures to enter the most holy in that tabernacle.
因为现在神羔羊就在这个神的殿里面作王。
God Almighty is the temple. God Almighty and the Lamb are the King of the
city. 因为圣所跟住圣所的幔子已经打开了。
And the veil between the holy and the most holy has already been torn.
所以你今天来到神的教会。
So today we come to the church.
你就逐渐跪在神的面前。
We kneel directly before God.
所以就是在一个施恩的宝座前面。
We kneel directly before the throne of grace.
神要垂听你的祷告。
God hears our prayers.
他要怜悯你做你随时的帮助。
God has mercy on us and will be our provider and our guide.
所以我们每个人主要进到神的教会，随时随地可以多方的祷告神。
So whoever comes before God to His holy church, we can pray in wherever we want, whenever we want.
凡事祷告，向神诉说，神就是给我们意外的平安。
And if we pray and ask God, He will give us a peace beyond understanding.
所以神所要赐给你的福气。
Because God wants to give us His
blessing. 是超过你所求所想的。
This is blessing beyond our comprehension, beyond what we ask for.Things that we have never seen.
你耳朵没有听过。
Things we have never heard.
你想都没有想过的。
Things that we cannot even think of.
因为神要把大能，把他丰盛的恩惠要给你。
Because God wants to shed His great blessing upon us.
所以，尽管你到神的面前来，向他祷告。
And so He asks us to come before Him and just pray and ask.
说这个城里面不用日夜光照了。
And no longer will they need any light source.
因为这个城里面充满着神的光，神的荣耀。
Because God is the light source for the Holy City. And all the people of the Holy City are radiant in God's
light.
And this light shines eternally. This is how God's glory will fill this holy church. And then we members who have been purified by the blood of Christ will also shine the glorious light.
都好像那个宝石在发光一样。
Like a precious jewel, a precious stone that gleams with light.
因为曾经叫我帮忙讲那个真教会佳美的教宗呢。
They previously asked me to talk about the true church's glory.
我们就发现说这个。教会里面真的非常多美好的圣徒。
And we can really discover they're very good saints.
有的留下很好的信德。
Some have left behind a heritage of faith.
有的非常的忠心。
Some are very
非常有爱心。
Some have great love.
都是值得我们纪念的。
These are examples.
所以每个信徒啊，都好像那个宝石啊，在发挥基督的荣耀光辉。
So every member in this church is like a precious stone that has been built into this church of God.
能够充满整个教会。
So that we can glorify God, filling the church.
这个就是教会啊，建设完成的荣美的形象。
This is how the church of God can be built up into perfect unity.
我没有办法，因为时间到了，没有办法再详细讲。
I cannot continue. Time's up.
这个就让我们知道说，这个教会啊，神就这样慢慢建设，建到荣美，我们教会未来的远景。
But this certainly gives us a glimpse of how God builds our church stone by stone into perfect unity, perfect beauty.
要充满神的灵。
We'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
充满神的恩典,
we'll be filled with His grace and mercy.
充满神的荣耀,
we'll be filled with His glory.
愿神的恩惠慈爱平安喜乐, 就常常领导我们众人。
And then the peace, the blessing, the hope and joy of God will always dwell among us.
我们来唱诗 429。
Let's turn to 429.
我们唱第一节跟第四节。
We'll sing the first and last verse.